A well-known Tanzanian proverb says, charity is a matter of the heart and not the pocketbook. Whoever created the saying may have had Nema Mgana in mind. Dubbed by the media as a social entrepreneur, Mgana is engaged in at least 8 projects out of love. She says, not for money, but for generating ideas that will change people's lives.
The need, at a personal level, when I see someone or a group of people, and then I realize, oh, this needs to be done, and it's not happening, so how can it be done? Instead of relying on others, whether it's me who starts it or I join up with other people, don't necessarily look at the monetary value of these things, but rather what's the social impact.
And her projects do indeed have a social impact. Over the past 8 years, Mgana has helped found several organizations. In 1999, she got her first taste of community activism when she and a friend began a project to help HIV-positive children in rural Tanzania. A former U.S. ambassador, Charles Stith, called the effort as a true example of community spirit. Next, she helped to create the Africa Regional Youth Initiative, ARYI. It provides a way for more than 300 African community groups and NGOs to collaborate. ARYI provides a database and list serve where groups can find partners or share information about the successes or problems of their own projects. ARYI also encourages national meetings so project leaders can meet face-to-face, and it helps groups find financial support from foundations and private organizations. Mgana is also spearheading an ambitious medical and education project in Ipoli, Tanzania, 12 hours away from the former capital, Dar es Salaam. The Rural Center of Excellence includes a mother-child medical center, a health training facility, and a secondary school for girls. The center will serve the 100,000 people who live in Ipoli. Over 10% of the population there is under 5 years of age. Similar centers are planned in other countries in Africa, including South Africa, Rwanda, Ghana, and Uganda. She says her parents acted as her advisors, who provided her with core values, including respect for women. They taught her and her 3 brothers they would have to make their own decisions.
And then I just think of what is the difference between child A and child B, one who grows up in the rural area, another who grows up in a city in a privileged area, but even if they had the same potential. And to me, that connection is very close, like one generation away. If my parents didn't have these opportunities, I could have been in the rural area growing up and my life would have been very different. And that to me is very personal.
Mgana encourages action on the community level, especially among women. One of her efforts, done in collaboration with video documentary photographer Amanda Costa, is called the African Women of Empowerment Project. It aims to empower women, whom she calls nurturers, agents of peace, and social rebels, including those who go beyond the constraints of tradition to help solve a problem.
That was started by a friend sometime last year. It tries to highlight the work of African women and what they've been doing in terms of contributing to the national level. We highlight 20 women every year from different parts of Africa, and then they become mentors to younger men and women. So it has this other component of developing another generation of leaders in Africa.
2 years ago, Mgana was the youngest of 1,000 women around the world jointly nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. They lost, but she continues undeterred. She's already earned a degree in international health and a certificate in humanitarian assistance. Now she is finishing a PhD in international relations with a focus on global health. Perhaps, she says, she'll add an international dimension to her development work, or, she adds, be president of Tanzania or the secretary general of the United Nations. Either would serve as a platform for her goals, which include inspiring Africans to believe in themselves. Her supporters say she is the embodiment of that dream. For Voice of America Africa, I'm Asumpta Ngonyani in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.